your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe Mbakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
And I want to ask you this question, right? We're going to be taking a look at the future of work and a recently released study saying that 53% of South Africans, given the chance, would actually prefer to continue working from home post-pandemic. And I want to know if going back to the workplace tomorrow, you know, if you got a call, or tomorrow or Monday, if you got a call saying, listen, we can head back to work right now, it is safe to do so, would you go back? 31702 is the SMS line. Even better, give us a call on 011-883-0702. Have you gotten so accustomed to the convenience of working from home that you would opt for working, staying at home and working from home? Or would you actually rush to the office? I know I'd be one of those people that would be more than happy, who'd be elated at the prospect of being able to come to the office more than just two times a week, right? When I'm only doing my show. So all my prep, all the research is all done from home. I'd love to be in that environment once again. It is nice to see your colleagues. It's convenient to be able to chat and say, hey, what do you think about this aspect of the interview, or who should we get on, as opposed to having to send a WhatsApp and wait for a response, or having to, you know, send an email and say, hey, let's schedule a 30-minute conversation, which is what, you know, working from home looks like. I do enjoy those incidental interactions, and just to be able to, you know, offhand, have those offhand, you know, throw away rubbish conversations and jokes. And, you know, I miss that. I miss that. I miss the community. I miss the socializing, and all the other things that come along with being at the office. But at any rate, apparently over 53% of South Africans say that in the future, they prefer a job that allows them to work from home at least occasionally. So, you know, the pandemic has taught us a lot about working from home. Let's get more on this. Let's get more on this, the survey. And talk about the future of work with Rudy van Blerk, who is a BCGSA principal as well as a recruiting director. Thank you so much for your time, Rudy. Really appreciate you availing yourself.
You're very welcome, Rafiya. Good to be speaking to you, and hi to all the listeners out there.
So, Rudy, I mean, it's an interesting thing to be talking about the legacy of the COVID-19 pandemic while still in the thick of it, right? But one of those is the expectation by workers that they'll actually be allowed to work remotely more often. This is according to a new study called Decoding Global Ways of Working by Boston Consulting Group, your BCG group, of which you're a principal recruiting director. Tell us about how this study was, how was it done?
Sure. So this was actually a global study that we did. So it was sent out to over 200,000, a survey was sent out to over 200,000 participants across the world, mm-hmm. and with select follow-up interviews over Zoom as well. And we also interviewed a substantial amount of South Africans. So so two global study and over 1,000 participants from South Africa as well.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of questions were you asking them? What are the underlying reasons for people responding by saying that actually, you know, I prefer working from home? Because I guess on the other hand, a lot of what we've been dealing with when it comes to conversations around working from home is, you know, extended hours, the blurring of lines between office hours, home, you know, nighttime routines, home life, or even just, you know, the loneliness of it all, feeling isolated. So what was the justification behind wanting to work from home for 53% of the respondents?
Yeah, so I think what was quite interesting about South Africa, over and above the 53% of respondents who wanted to have some kind of remote work, is actually South Africa was one of the countries in the world that showed the highest percentage of people who want to work fully remotely. So that's not going to the office at all. So South Africa had 44% of participants who wanted to work fully remotely versus the global average of 24%. And I think what goes into that, to answer your question around the different factors, it's definitely not one single factor. Mm. But there's probably a combination of a couple. I think one that stands out is probably the ease of getting to work for South Africans, okay. Where a lot of South Africans do travel quite a distance to get to work, spend a lot of time in traffic.
Sure.
There's also the difference in the attractiveness of living in the city close to your job versus living somewhere else. And I myself live in Joburg and I absolutely love it, but I do know a lot of South Africans have been kind of taking advantage of living from Cape Town a bit, living a little bit out of town.
Mm.
And that's definitely also something that's kind of making the remote work attractive.
Yeah.
What we also saw is there's a big interest by South Africans and globally to work more flexibly. So not to have kind of a set 9-to-5 set of hours, but to have some flexibility in that.
Mm-hmm.
And remote work also facilitates that. So it allows your job to be a little bit more flexible than it would normally be. And then I think this one can go a bit either way, but there's also the question on, does it help with family responsibilities by working from home? So I think quite a few factors that play a role in this.
Yeah, obviously it might help with family responsibility, but things get a whole lot tougher when the kids are also studying and schooling from home. And then, boy, do we have to juggle.
Exactly.
But Rudy, obviously, you know, you've laid out these statistics and it definitely sounds like work from home opens up so many opportunities, right? Opportunities to access the, various types of work. And we've learned a lot during this time. We've learned how to manage meetings remotely, how to do meetings mm-hmm. and conferencing remotely. Was there any sense from managers what they had to learn and refine when it came to overseeing doing oversight of projects and work with our employees dispersed far and wide?
Yeah, I think a good question, because it's been a big shift for employees, but it's potentially been at least just as big a shift for managers, right? And I remember the beginning periods of the pandemic when kind of project plans were shifting every day. We were re-examining different models of operating, running the projects continuously.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's quite a few skills that managers had to learn and probably still have to learn and refine over this time. One of the biggest ones for me is really changing our mindset to really trust the employees a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
I think before you could kind of keep your eye on them, see that people are physically working. Now we're going into a time where trust really matters more and more as we go along. I mean, of course, there's also the kind of practical aspects of working remotely around how do you protect time for lunch, for dinner, personal time now
sure.
that you're kind of always accessible online. And also, I think there's a few routines which have been very helpful for me and my teams to introduce, and that we see more and more managers are introducing across the world around having actually agile work principles, like a daily stand-up where you check in with your team members,
mm-hmm.
align on the priorities for the day, et cetera.
Yeah. Are we focused enough, or are we having enough conversations around, you know, further to what you said about the practical aspects of working from home? Not everyone has the same kinds of resources, are not all distributed equitably, right? From things like access to Wi-Fi, reliable access to Wi-Fi, electricity, you know, printers at home if you need to print for whatever reason, you know, the kinds of resources that you would naturally have in a work environment. How are we addressing that and thinking about it if, you know, working from home is going to be something that many workers and employees are going to push for? Did that come up at all in the survey and the follow-up Zoom interviews?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think absolutely. And I think one of the big recommendations we give to all our clients currently is that they really need to have a thoughtful remote work strategy, because based on the survey, remote work is here to stay. It's a very clear employee preference, and it's something companies will need to consider if they want to be able to attract the best talent. And a part of that remote work strategy has to be providing the right enablers for employees to be able to be productive from home. So it includes things like the agile work practices I mentioned. It includes the right virtual tools, whether it's Zoom, virtual whiteboards, things such as Trello, where you can kind of almost have post-it notes virtually to help manage tasks and accountability.
Uh-huh.
But of course, it includes the infrastructure and tools as well, which do need to be in place for employees to be successful working from home.
Mm-mm. I mean, we're in the unique position of having load shedding being a reality for us, and it's going to be that way for quite a few years to come. Was that also addressed at all? What the impact that load shedding, for instance, has had on people's ability to work from home, or was that, you know, a negligible sort of variable?
Look, it's not something we explicitly asked about, but in South Africa, and I think many African countries, things like load shedding do have a big impact. And it is something that does need to be considered in the strategy, whether it means ensuring that employees have a kind of backup power device, ensuring that battery lives on laptops can last long enough, or having the option for employees to go in from time to time to the office when they do have load shedding. And I've seen kind of a combination of that at BCG itself, for example, that's been used. Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time and just giving us, helping us unpack that study there, Decoding Global Ways of Working by Boston Consulting Group. That was Rudy van Blerk, BCG's South African Principal Recruiting Director. Just, you know, taking a look at how COVID-19 has positively impacted the way we work for so many South Africans, more than 53% saying that in future they would actually prefer a job that allows them to work from home at least occasionally.